The fairy tale season continues for the Twins. They're hosting the Tigers Friday night. Let's pick up the action. Top one, Nicholas Castellanos facing Kyle Gibson.
And the 3-2 pitch, a fly ball deep to left. Down the line, in the corner, trouble and gone, a home run. Number 26 for Castellanos. And now it's 3-0 Tigers and still nobody out here in the opening inning. About halfway up the bleachers, lower level down the left field line. So there is the 26th home run for Castellanos and now has crossed 100 RBIs in the season at 101 right now. And the 0-1 pitch is flared to right field. That is slicing. That's going to land fair. Dozier rounding third. He'll score. Escobar to second. Sliding safely, a double. And the Twins are down by 2-3-1. Dozier and Escobar swap spots at second base, back-to-back doubles. Escobar's 71st run batted in, and the Twins are down by two.
A drive to left, back and gone. Trying carefully, doesn't trip in the same spot between second and third. Home run number 34, a 93 runs batted in now for Brian Dozier.
Oh, they tried to double him up inside with that fastball, and he did not get it in far enough. Boy, did not. And Brian giving the Twins now a one-run lead.
There goes another one off the bat of Escobar. Number 21 for Escobar.
Looks like everybody's on their feet congratulating Escobar. So back-to-back home runs by the Twins give them a two-run lead.
Twins dispose of the Tigers 6-3 or final. The playoff-bound Twins still do not know their wild card opponent. The Red Sox and Yankees still battling for AL East supremacy. Minnesota will face the division runner-up on the road. Jose Berríos came out of the bullpen to record four outs. That's his first relief stint in 40 career appearances. Here's Twin skipper Paul Molitor after Friday's win.
I still want to win. We're trying to play to win, but you're trying to, you have other considerations too. It worked out well. Gibby had a rough start, but we were able to do what we want to do in terms of, getting Hosey in there and getting the feel of coming in. And he'll probably tell you it felt a little strange. I think he settled in fairly well. But it looked mostly crisp, I think. I don't know how much difference one outing in that setting will help him if we, turn to him at some point down the road on Tuesday in particular. But it was good to see him out there. And, offensively, Doge, you can't say enough about how he's turned it on here down the stretch for us. And Esco keeps going. And, it's good to win, though.
Dozier maybe work on some base running this week?
That was a little untypical. I don't know if he didn't have his legs under him after the other night or it looked like he just got a little bit tangled there. He showed the right way to go down to the ground on the play he made the following half inning on the defensive side, so he made up for it.
How about Dozier and Escobar going back to back and with power?
Yeah, we were about 2 inches from going back to back to back with Adrianza's ball. I couldn't tell on regular speed if it had caromed or not, but Dozier, it was one of those thinking at bats. I think Boyd had shown him a fastball previously and backed him off the plate, and I don't know if Boyd thought he had him set up looking soft or whatever, but he tried to challenge him again, and Brian doesn't get off the fastball very often. And then Esco, I think he knows that Boyd's been trying to pound him into, and he was ready. So, both balls were hit pretty well, obviously.
With Miggy, how much do you expect the difference in how he feels tonight versus in the morning?
I'm hoping that he feels no ill effects. I mean, he was excited. He had a lot of adrenaline. He couldn't wait to get in that bat. I thought he looked fairly comfortable in the box. He got out front of a little bit on a change up there. Got a little nervous when he came out of the box the way he did. I wasn't expecting that type of acceleration, which I use kind of carefully as far as Miggy's concerned. But he said he felt fine. And, you know, if everything, you know, we don't get any setbacks, which I'm not really expecting, there's a good chance we're going to try to get him more at-bats tomorrow in the DH role.
It was home run number 34 on the season Friday night for Brian Dozier as the Twins beat the Tigers 6-3. Here's Dozier after the game.
Well, obviously, we know what's ahead of us. I think these next three games kind of make sure everybody stays healthy, fine-tune, we get ready for Tuesday. But at the same time, you still compete. Gibby was on a pitch count today, threw the ball well. Offense picked him up a little bit. Escobar had a heck of a game. All in all, you just kind of keep the line moving and get ready for Tuesday.
You had a big three-run home run. Escobar came right behind you with a big home run. Is that kind of an example of that, keeping that line moving?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Our defense picked everybody up tonight, as well as our offense. A lot of guys got on base. I don't know. We're just in a situation these next couple of games just to make sure everybody's right where they need to be. The staff, you saw a little matchup we did with Berrios tonight, coming out of the pen for the first time. So we're going to use him against New York. And the same thing with our bullpen. Keep the line moving. Get ready for Tuesday.
You had a nice double tonight, too, but I feel like it could have been a triple. What happened?
Well, I was going for the StatCast fastest triple in the StatCast era. So I keep coming up a couple of seconds short of Buxton. And tonight I tried to run extra fast, and that didn't happen. So
it didn't make three or four TV replays, so nothing to worry about.
Yeah, nothing to worry about. I'm sure I will see it later.
This series continues Saturday at Target Field. Aaron Slagers takes the ball for the Twins against Buck Farmer for the Tigers.